Beloved ones, we greet thee again. Tis Alcazar. There are many reasons that you think you are drawn here. But beloved ones, there are other reasons. Reasons that come from your higher guidance. The vastness that you are, far beyond just the physical human aspect. You have heard it perhaps many times, you are vast. It is time to know it through your experiencing. It is time to drop the knowledge, the word, the understanding with your mind that you are vast and live it. This is why you are drawn to gatherings such as this. This moment, relax. This moment, each and every one of you, connect again into the 12th dimensional energy, that beautiful high energy that you have been calling forth in these days. Feel it. And now, each one of you, with feeling, with a strong intention, invite the presence of your higher self. Just asking your higher self to connect into you a little more strongly right now. And so we are calling for the presence of everyone's higher self to connect to the humanness a little stronger. The connection is always there, but ask for more right now. And even more. How much can you allow? Can you allow for the possibility that the vastness of who you are is constantly available to you? The guides are constantly available to you. It is you that disconnect from them. These few moments that you are going to continue spending together are the beginning of something. This is not the end of something. This is the beginning of you experiencing a new you. You will be walking away these days different. You may already feel the difference. When you get back to your home environment, feel yourself. Notice the difference. Acknowledge the difference, because when you acknowledge it, it makes it stronger. When you acknowledge it, you realize you can change again and again and again. And each time it becomes easier because you know you can. You are in the process of raising your vibration, raising your consciousness. As you do so, you are affecting humanity. You are on the leading edge of awakening of this beautiful earth. For as humanity changes, so changes Gaia, the earth. You are on the leading edge. You may not realize it. You may say, oh no, not me. You would not be here. You would not be drawn to this place. As Cryon often says, you are old souls. Claim that. Claim that all you know. And claim all that you know, but you have not yet remembered. You are vast. And so as you go forth from this place, be aware of your own energy, your own vibration. For the more you can raise it, for the more you can vibrate on a higher level, the easier it is for you to create in your reality that which you choose. You stop being the victim, you start being the creator. In truth, you are always the creator. It is time to create consciously rather than your unconscious patterns creating situations you would prefer not to live. So be more conscious. How can you do this? A simple way is be aware of your judgments. Judgments lower your vibration. You have been trained to judge. Your educational systems judge you. You love to judge each other, gossiping. Ah, so many people enjoy this. It is all judgment. When you judge others, you lower your vibration. If you notice yourself judging, catch it and change the vibration. So if you are judging this funny fellow up on the stage, catch it and find something to raise your vibration, something beautiful. You can say, oh, he has a lovely shirt. Whatever it is, when you start to be positive, you raise your vibration again. When you judge situations, the bad traffic, you lower your vibration. Raise your vibration whenever you notice yourself judging. And the worst is self-judgment. When you judge yourself, you are harming yourself. Love yourself. Love the body. You are beautiful just as you are. Your physical body, it is your best friend. Beloveds, you are not the body. You are consciousness. You are the consciousness experiencing through this body. You are vast. The universe is waiting for you to awaken. You have tasted the energy, the presence of some of the star families, as we call them. They are available to each and every one of you. Can you allow for that possibility? Can you invite them into your life? Something to understand. The guides cannot interfere with your life, but if you ask, they can respond. They can see, oh, you need this, that, and the other, but if you do not ask, they cannot bring it to you. And as perhaps you have heard Kryon saying in the past, ask, what do I need to know? This is a beautiful question. What do I need to know right now? Beloved ones, you are greatly loved. And so take a moment right now, feel your own presence, feel your energy. The universe loves you. And so just feel for a moment, because the universal energies, the star families from around this beautiful existence are going to send you a little love right now. So just feel the universe is loving you right now. Ask for more. Relax and open and receive. We love you. We love you. And beloved ones, it may be difficult to understand, but we are you. We love you and we bless you. We honor you greatly. And we will talk to you again very soon.
I am the wisdom of the feminine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine, always speaking in these times of change to remind you of the unity that is possible inside and all around you. In the resonance of the love that you have just generated, we invite you into another resonance to continue to create a harmony, to build a beautiful figure eight, an alignment of your own masculine and feminine energy within, to become your own beloved. You are the infinite, and the infinite is you. You are in the infinite, and the infinite is in you. The veils of separation are becoming thinner and thinner because you asked for it, because you're ready. And there was a promise that was made. We just showed it to the channel before we began. And the promise was that in this lifetime, you would come into a unity where you would no longer feel separate from that which you know to be who you are anymore. Your own portals, your own channels open so that you may channel more of the infinite, more of the infinite being that you are in this body, with this brain, with this heart, to be more present than you have ever been in any incarnation. Do you remember? That was the promise. You said, I'll go in. You said, I will come for this change. But you were shown that there was a point in your life where the unity would occur and you would know and be more than you ever have been before. You are the beloved of your being. You are the beloved of your being. Honoring the masculine and the feminine within you, merging all the attributes of who you are, no longer separate. You are the infinite. The infinite is within you, and the you and the me, it's simply fades away into the I am empowerment unity of the beloved, and it comes from the balancing of the masculine and the feminine, strong, present in all that you do, in all that you are. And the energy of compassion is strong, the passion for your ability to express more of who you are is finally upon you. It is the dawning of the new time. It is the union of your own being, and it brings that union into the world. Are you willing? Would you join me and say, I remember I am. I remember I am. I remember I am. Beyond the words, the resonance you feel is your own energy responding for the marriage, the union of your own masculine and feminine is finally here. Breathe. Ah. And again, breathe. Ah. And one more time, breathe. Ah. At peace. No beginning and no end. Incarnating on this plane, there was a template of separateness. You have reached this moment where the template of separateness for you and those who come into this resonance has now dissolved. I am the I am. I am grateful. I am whole. I am present. Each one of you is a channel, and you are channeling the infinite being that you are. Multidimensionally, interdimensionally, in the energy of infinite, infinite love. And that is just the beginning. Embrace yourself and know you are your own beloved. Stay with me another moment. The energy rises through your spine. New levels of self-direction and self-support to know more of who you are. So beautiful. So beautiful. Do you agree to continue? May we hear you. Do you agree to continue? Beloved, lovers of life, lovers of the infinite universe. The resonance is yours. Continue to nurture it as you leave this place and bring it into the details of your daily life. I am the wisdom of the feminine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine. It is time for the promise that we gave you before you incarnated to be completed. The veils of separation are gone.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I want to take a few moments and talk about energy. The human being thinks upon all things energetic as linear. It's just the way things work. When you expend energy, it dissipates over time. You have to renew it. You might create some kind of energy, even esoteric energy, and it doesn't seem to last. It simply goes away over time. Even that which is love from a human to a human will change over time. It's linear. And that's the way you feel about it, all of you. You've gotten used to something. You pay for energy. It often has a byproduct. You have to renew it. It doesn't sustain itself, not really. Someday, dear ones, all of that will change. For a new paradigm will be upon you. But I'm doing this for a reason. I want you to visualize something. A puzzle that has had scientists looking ever since it occurred. I want you to look at something very simple. Some even call it magic. Two magnets stuck together. One is displaying a positive face to the other, a negative face, and they are stuck. They're powerful. And if you wanted to pull them apart as a human being, you could, and you would exert energy. You could hold them apart for a while, but pretty soon you would tire, and they'd snap back together. If you did it for a long time, you get tired, and then you have to go eat, and then come back and try again. But let's talk about the energy in the magnets. You see, they sustain themselves. You see, the energy that holds the magnets together is forever. There are some who say, how is this possible, an energy in such small items that is there forever? Literally, in 1,000 years, they'll still be stuck together. The human being who has tried to take them apart or to hold them is probably gone, and they are still stuck together. Science has tried to figure out, what is this energy in such small little pieces of metal? They don't understand. The energy does not come from the pieces of metal. It is a multi-dimensional energy called magnetism. It is entwined. It is entangled. It is part of an unbelievable galactic source that is forever. The magnets are connected to something bigger, much bigger. And as proof of that, they are forever. Come back in 1,000 years and they're still stuck together. Try to pull them apart. They still have the same energy they did before. Dear ones, this is quantum energy. It pulls from a source you cannot see, but it's provable by the magnet. It is not understood. It's a puzzle. And here's what I want to tell you. There have been some things that have happened in this room in the last 2 days. There have been awakenings. There have been hearts that have been softened. There have been tears of joy. There has been at least 8 healings. Because you sat in an energy that you asked for, you had intention for, that was beautiful, that was divine, and for you. You learned things about yourself, perhaps, that expanded your own consciousness. Now listen up. The tendency of your bias will be for you to get out of your seat and leave this place, and as soon as you leave the room, that reality that you've lived in will say that that energy starts to be lessened and starts to dissipate. What you don't know or you haven't figured out yet is that all of this energy that you have experienced is a multidimensional energy from the creative source, and it's forever. You can't pull it apart. And I'm going to tell you something. Goodbyes are tough. And this isn't one. For whatever happened here, between you and the energy of that which is the creative source, the energy that you've experienced, you can't pull us apart. You won't pull us apart. It can last a lifetime. It's why healings don't go backwards. If you are healed and it is of a divine source like your own, it doesn't come back. The problems don't come back. You see, you can't pull apart the healing energy because it lasts forever. The love of God is that way. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. It is the same. You can't pull us apart, dear ones. You can't pull us apart. When you leave, I want this visualization of the two magnets sitting there forever, pulling upon themselves, sticking together, seemingly without anything to fuel them, seemingly without consuming anything, seemingly without any renewal. You can't pull them apart. That's us, the creative source, and the peace of God in you is forever. And when you leave here, don't think for a moment that the energy you experienced in this room is now going to dissipate, that somehow you're going to have to create it again and again and again. Take it home with you. Make it beautiful. Some of you might even create a little remembrance. Some call it an altar of the day you experienced this energy that never goes away. An energy that's always there, because you can't pry us apart. It's the glue of love and compassion that does not dissipate with time, age, or circumstances. There may be even a time when you become uncertain about all things, when you are in a depressed state, and even then, I want you to turn to these days and remember, you can't pull us apart. You can always, always count on this energy, that which is the compassionate love of Spirit for you, that expands from you to others. And you may not feel it as excited as this every moment of every day, but it's always there to rekindle. It never goes away. You can't pull us apart. You can't. But first, you got to put us together. Has it happened yet for you? Have you seen God inside? Do you dare put this together knowing it can't be undone? Once you awaken to a greater truth, there is no delete key in your brain. You cannot undo what you know. And so what do you know today? What you know is that it's forever. Go from this place differently than you came, knowing that the energy of this love sustains itself in you constantly. Wake up tomorrow and feel it. It didn't diminish. Wake up the next day and feel it. Go to sleep with a smile on your face. You can't pull us apart. That's the message we want you to leave with, from all of us to all of you. We're forever. And so it is.